Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 13th of August at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of the health insurer, Level Health, and we'll be looking at the filtered water sector and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories. Simon Foy in the Irish Times reports that Revolut's highest paying subscribers have lost access to a host of WeWork offices without warning after Europe's biggest fintech balked at the increase in the shared workspace provider's fees. Users of Revolut's premium plans have lost access in recent weeks to some of WeWork's most in-demand European sites, including in Dublin. These had previously been included in their membership benefits, according to people familiar with the matter. Revolut did not notify subscribers of the changes, which affected WeWork on-demand sites in cities including Paris, Brussels, Milan, London and Prague. In Dublin, WeWork's flagship location is the former headquarters of the Central Bank on Dame Street. The BBC reports that Donald Trump is being sued by two US media groups over a new Truth Social service that charges up to $100,000 a month for early access to his posts. The lawsuit was filed by The Intercept and Freedom of the Press Foundation. The suit argues that selling priority access to the president's messages raises serious concerns, describing it as extraordinary, corrupt and unconstitutional. Trump Media and Technology Group said the lawsuit was brought by left-wing activists seeking to censor the president. Killian Woods in the Irish Times reports that the main property development subsidiaries of the home builder Evara doubled revenues last year as the group significantly ramped up construction activity. The company, led by the chief executive Michael Hines, completed close to 1,000 homes last year across projects in Portmarnock, Adamstown, Clonburris, Soggart, Kiltearnan and Cherrywood. New financial filings for 10 of the home builders' entities behind these housing projects show that they reported combined revenue of €256 million in 2025, compared with €126 million the previous year.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.